Hey y'all, it's Chaisa Lifestyle Brand, and today I want to bring it home for everybody. I mainly am talking to females, but I want to also say for the fellas, I got love for y'all too. And I'm getting a new course I'm starting, and I'm going to offer it on Black Friday so you guys get a sneak peek of this. And you hear like the year 2020, you know, it's like when we came into this year, it was a new decade. But you also can hear from 2020, if you break down the year in half, 2020 is also hindsight. So I want you to think about, what if it doesn't have to be the way it's been, okay? Because now you have insight, not just about this year. I'm not going to talk about what's going on this year because we can go there and we'll stay there forever. But I want you to think about, what if you didn't have to hit rock bottom and start over because you weren't prepared for the life that you've been dreaming for, the life that you have been preparing for? Like, what if it didn't have to be so bad? You know what I'm saying? So right now it could be like, you know, I'm thinking about it. I'm playing it safe. I'm not sure what to do. So I want you guys to just put your seatbelts on because we're going to go on this ride, okay? So for ladies and my gentlemen, we have to make sure that we are securing the bag for ourselves. And with securing the bag, it has something to do with money, but it's more than that. Securing the bag is like, you know, it's like what's valuable to you. And what's valuable to you could be your relationships, your family, could be your future, and yada, yada, yada. But you got to make sure that you're not depending on anyone else aside from God. Because that's just, for me, that's just inherent. That's just the known. But it's like time and time again, it's like, you know, it's easy to like let yourself go, you know, whether that's your appearance, like you're not getting your edges touched up. You're not taking care of your skin. You're not eating healthy because, you know, you're letting that job just kind of run you like you're on this hamster wheel, or you got love for everybody else but yourself. So it's time out for that. And when I mean time out, I mean not time out like let's stop and get back to it. I mean, let's stop doing that. And because, you know, who's going to take care of you? And you want to always pour from an overflowing cup. You don't want to pour from a cup that's just full. You want your cup to be overflowing, because once you pour out, what's left is what you got. And if you have low patience and like no energy or low energy, that's your own fault. So first, you want to start about thinking about your heart. You want to secure your heart. And when I say securing your heart, it's like, where do you put your heart matters at? Where do you put them at? Like, do you just put your heart in your sleeve? Do you give your heart to every person you date? Do you have like zero, I guess steps to like build that trust, and you just give your heart away so quickly? So I want you to take some time to think about what truly makes you happy, you know, because a lot of times we want this instant success. We want instant acceptance and all this instant this and instant that. But sometimes instant stuff has no nutrients in it. It's just not good. It's not good for us. So for a big reason why we kind of slip and dip in relationships is because we don't have that intimacy with God first. You know, so we don't really know what love is. You know, and Tina Turner said, what's love got to do with it? It has everything to do with it. So if you don't really know what love is, and intimacy has nothing to do with sex, has nothing to do with being cute and being attractive. It has everything to be about letting your heart be unguarded for the one who created it, you know, and remembering who your first love is. And that's in Revelation 2:2, I believe, or 2:4. So that, remembering who your first love is. So to know love is to be able to love yourself and to love others. And that's just where we're going to start at, with love. It should not distract you from your goals. It should not like silence your voice, and it should not take you off the course that God has planned for your life. So if you find yourself reckless and you're a ship without a sail, you're not going anywhere, even though your life hasn't got to rock bottom right at this point, but if you can kind of see these markings, then you might want to kind of take some notes, okay? You also want to secure your bag. So first, you're going to secure your heart. Then you're going to think about securing your bag. And this is just all suggestions, because we have different things that are important to us. But you want to make sure that your finances are in ship-shop shape. Now, money is just paper. We know that. And we know that this paper, though, it gets us access. So it's not just that we put value on the money. We put value on our responsibilities, and we put value on our dreams. And so when you have your finances in order, and when you have even a plan, like you have a savings account, you have, you know, life insurance, you have maybe stocks and bonds, you have some investments set up, then you're able to be prepared for those rainy days or those days that you just think, can this day be over? So you want to make sure that you're securing your bag, because you don't want a bag that has a hole in it where your seed that you are to plant and nurture it, that you're just eating your seed. And money is considered a seed in the Bible. So you want to be able to sow seed. That's like paying a tenth of your income, or just tenth of your increase, because your income is the money that you make. But, you know, we also get increases. You know, you get just random money from places as well. So you want to be tithing off of your increase. And then you also want to make sure that you're not living paycheck to paycheck, or you're not living, you know, outside of your means. So it doesn't matter. I mean, it does matter how much you make, but it's about how you manage what you have, because it's all about perspective. Okay. And then you want to secure your dreams, and you can wish and look at other people's lives all you want to, but that's not going to get you there, because your dream is something that God put inside of you, and it's for you to discover. And it's something that you live in broad daylight. It's something that you don't just think about and you sleep and you have this, you know, cloudy, fuzzy memory of something that you created. No, you have to contend and ask God to help you to understand it, and also to create it, and that to prepare you for it as well. Because a dream is just a dream, you know, but you have to make that thing become a reality, because your dream is probably someone else's prayer. That you've been wanting to write your book, you've been wanting to start your business, you've been wanting to go live and get a YouTube channel and stuff like that, and you haven't done it yet. And so you have only yourself to look at. I'm not going to say blame, but it's your job to find and dig deep what that is, and like anything that's getting in the way of that, whether that's fear or maybe there's people that are dream killers, because they speak that, you know, you can't do that, or that's too elaborate, or, you know, no one else has done that. Who do you think you are? So you have to be able to protect that dream like as if it's a baby. Then you also want to think about securing your trust, because trust, you know, you can't do this life alone. And I'm one that is a nice person, but I got my guards up, you know, I got my boundaries, and I'm still creating boundaries. So you want to have boundaries, but at the same time, you have to know that you can trust people, because you can have the best as a friend or family and they're going to hurt you. So you have to be willing to be vulnerable and know that you have to forgive and you got to keep it moving. So people are going to hurt you. I'm not saying that you should get used to abuse, but at the same time, you should expect that comes with the territory. But trust, you know, that requires you to have people that you can delegate stuff too. So you can't do it all on your own, because that's just too much. Some things you can't do. So for me, I'm writing a book, and I'm finishing up a book right now, and I have people that are going to help me to edit that book. And that takes trust, because there's vulnerability, like of maybe my writing sucks, and like, what if they think I'm not a good writer, I shouldn't publish it? But again, you have to have trust in someone, and you want to be smart. You want to have specific, measurable, attainable, realistic and timely goals. And within those goals, you have to be able to execute. You can't just have a goal that's 20 years old, you know, because that now is like a big old baby that's been in your belly, and you got to deliver. And then you also want to think about securing your future. So with your future, that might be you leveling up with your knowledge, you know, taking a class, whether that's an online class, being able to stay relevant. You know, like you have to know different things on social media. Like there's a new app called Clubhouse, which I, you know, downloaded the app. And then there's also, you know, what we started off with doing different lives on social media. And now that's just a part of our life, you know. So I think I was going to say Periscope. That escaped me at the moment. But we started somewhere, you know, started from the bottom. Now we're here. But you got to start somewhere, whether that's investing, where you're saving up money for that dream trip that you have, or you're, you know, wanting to be a real estate investor. Now you're a real estate agent now, but you want to level it up to something else. And there's no limitations. The only ones that you have are the ones that you put on yourself. So I want you to think about being bankable. And being bankable is when you're able to secure your bag. So when you've secured your bag, you're more bankable because you're going to show up healthier. You're going to show up wealthier, and you're going to look like the part, you know. Not, it's not like acting, but you're going to look like success. You know, sometimes if you're showing up, and it's not about outward appearance, it's about what's on the inside. That's who you really are, your spirit man, your soul. So how are you taking care of those areas in your life so that when you are presented with the dream or the lifetime opportunity, that you're ready to get it? Okay, so let's not only just secure the bag, but let's be bankable as well.